For Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And Kyle Bailey with a special guest today, Jeannie Hackey filling in for Mary Gilbert. From the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Jeannie, I like your slogan here, don't be wacky, buy with hacky. That's pretty good. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Of course. Thank you, Kyle. I'm excited to be here.
So we're into springtime.
Yeah, spring is the hottest times to buy a home. So I thought I'd share my top 10 tips every buyer should know to stand out and succeed in this fast-moving market.
All right, perfect timing. So jump in. Tell us what is tip number one.
Tip number one, get pre-approved, not just pre-qualified. This is your golden ticket. A pre-approval shows sellers you're serious and ready, especially when multiple offers are coming in.
All right, that's good to know. What about number two?
Know your budget and your comfort zone. Just because you can buy at the top of your approval doesn't mean you should. Make sure the payment fits your lifestyle, not just the loan officer's math.
Yeah, boy, that's a big discussion to have. Yeah. Now, spring, number three, tell us your next one.
Spring equals a fast market. Be ready to move quickly. Homes don't sit long this time of the year, and you know, you tour quickly, you decide quickly, but never rush without understanding what you're buying.
Wow, very good information. Number four.
Hire the right agent. Look for someone experienced, responsive, and well-connected in your area. And I might know somebody.
I have a pretty good idea. I have a guess as to who that might be. All right, number five.
Don't skip the inspection. Even if the market is hot, don't let pressure push you into skipping this key step. You always want to know and have peace of mind what's hiding behind the walls.
Man, that is so important. People, I'm sure you've had a lot of people wish they would have done that when they don't, and then there's a problem. And it's one thing to know about a problem, know that going in, know what it's going to cost. It's another thing to not know about it. So that's important. All right,
Absolutely. Number
six. Yeah.
Be flexible on closing dates. It can you can align with the seller's ideal timeline. It can give you an edge even over a slightly higher offer.
Now, good idea. Number seven.
Consider your real estate value. Think beyond the now. Like your school district's location, lot size, and neighborhood stability all impact long-term value.
Very good. Number eight.
Factor in future expenses. Budget for repairs, updates, and seasonal maintenance. Just because it's move-in ready doesn't mean it'll be cost-free forever.
Oh, boy. I remember that. Number nine.
Get familiar with your local market. Know what's normal for your area, days on market, average price points, and trends. Your agent can guide you there on that.
I feel like I should have a countdown clock here. Number 10.
Keep calm and carry on. You might write a few offers before one sticks, but don't get discouraged. Your perfect place is out there.
Wow. Awesome list, Jeannie. I especially like the last one because so many buyers get discouraged too quickly in that spring frenzy.
It's true. And with a smart strategy and the right guide, don't be wacky, buy with hacky. You can make it happen.
Great insights there. Now, let's talk about the last 7 days, how things went and how the month ended.
Absolutely. Here's a quick snapshot of the most recent trends in our market. And over the past week, we've seen shifts in activity that highlight where the market is heading. For new listings, we saw 53 homes hit the market last week. And that's a bit of a dip from the 62 and 64 we saw in the 2 weeks before. Coming soon listings held steady at 5, matching last week, and staying up from just 3 a few weeks back. Back on the market, only 10 homes came back on the market. That's down from 16 the previous week and 22 before that. Price changes, still active. 47 listings adjusted the pricing last week, holding close to the 50 and 59 that we saw in earlier weeks. Pending sales stayed strong with 47 homes under contract, just a slight dip from last week's 55 and way up from where we were a month ago. Sold homes, 27 homes sold last week, identical to the week before, although it's still a little lower than the 38 we saw back in late March. Also, bumpable offers held steady at 5, only 2 expired listings, and once again, 0 short sales pending.
Wow. A lot to think about there as we look at the market. Talk about some of the current listings.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have, for $190,000, a two-bedroom, one-bath, 1,670 square feet in Myrtle Creek on 171 Decoy Lane. It's got an acre, and it includes a massive three-bay garage. Rare opportunity to own a slice of country living with modern amenities and pace, space to expand.
Wow. All right. That's a good one. If you're looking for a little bit of space there up on the list as well, I see one on San Susie.
Yeah. $250,000. This is a little over 5 acres. This is bare land. It's minutes from town. It does have a four-bedroom septic system already installed. There's power on site. So this is a very, beautiful property.
Yeah, I know the views out there, absolutely incredible. Now, if you want to be closer into town, though, you've got something there that might fit somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. So for $315,000, three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,310 square feet, this home is only a couple years old. It's 154 Southeast Mosier here in Roseburg. Fenced private yard, large patio, custom cabinets, granite countertops.
Wow, yeah, I took a look at the pictures of that. It's pretty amazing. Obviously, an older area. Somebody took a space on a lot that was open and did something pretty cool. So check that out.
Beautiful, yeah.
Out towards Glide on Buckhorn Road, you've got one there.
Yes, 939 Buckhorn Road for $565,000, three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath home, 1,594 square feet. This is a piece of history. So the home was built in 1930, but beautiful. It's got a chicken coop, fruit trees, just a little over 4.4 acres, so some very cute.
Now, over on the west side of town and right on the river, you've got one to talk about.
On Oriole, 185 West Oriole Drive for $699,999, four-bedroom, three-bath house, 2,888 square feet. You have outdoor fountain, built-in barbecues, in-ground swimming pool, cozy wood-burning fireplace.
Yeah, and I noticed on that one, for instance, the living area, you've got bigger rooms like they used to make.
Yes.
You giant living room. That was great. So check that out. We've got time for one more.
Okay. Another one here in Roseburg. Three-bedroom, two-bath house, 2,604 square feet at a price of $925,000. Beautiful single-level home with a potential for a two-family setup. It has an open concept, luxury primary suite, split bedrooms, custom kitchen, and tall and vaulted ceilings.
Wow. So there's some listings, a lot going on. I'm sure you've got some open houses this weekend, right?
Oh, we do. We have an open house here coming up, and that is, I think, today. We have a open house on Pine Street, 1258 East Pine Street here in Roseburg from 11 to 5.
All right, Jeannie Hackey from the Mary Gilbert Group. If people want to get a hold of you, how do you get connected?
You can reach us at 541-366-6080 or visit marygilbert.com online or stop by and see us at 2658 Northeast Stephen Street.
All right, Jeannie, thanks for coming in this morning.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
It is 8:50, wrapping up Local Real Estate Today in the Morning Report.